The most important discoveries of the laws, methods, and progress of nature have always sprung from the smallest objects which she contains. That's what the renowned biologist Lamarck said, and that is the advice Paul S. Conger, diatomist, has taken to heart. In the Smithsonian Yearbook, Mr. Conger says,
"A large group of small plants that have been living for more than 30 million years in glass houses, literally building around themselves walls of glass, and frequently elaborating these walls in beautifully sculptured designs. These are the diatoms, of which there are more than 10,000 different kinds. They are all single-celled or colonial plants."
What good are diatoms? What can they be used for? Perhaps the story told by Mr. Conger in the Smithsonian Annual will demonstrate their usefulness. Shortly after the World War, a very troublesome and baffling condition arose in the alcohol industry. An important raw material for the production of commercial alcohol is molasses. Molasses is shipped from the sugar refineries in Cuba to Wilmington, Delaware. Strong suspicion arose that nefarious practice was growing up in the molasses trade. The directors of a company met one day to find out what could be done about it.
Gentlemen, I'm convinced that we're being cheated in our molasses shipments. I've heard rumors that the captains of these boats are having seawater poured in with the molasses to increase the volume of their load. It's playing havoc with our business.
But isn't there any way to stop it?
Not unless we can prove that they're doing it. And how we're going to do that, I don't know.
Well, can't we have the molasses weighed before it leaves Cuba, and then again when it arrives here?
It's too troublesome and too expensive. We must find some chemical that is present in seawater and not in molasses. If we do that, we can tell just when seawater has been added to the molasses by testing it chemically.
That should be simple.
Perhaps, and perhaps not. I'm already in touch with some chemists. If there's an answer to this problem, they'll find it.
Well, Mary, I'm just about ready to give up. That alcohol concern hired me to find an answer to their problem, and I failed.
You've been working on it 3 years, and still no answer.
Every element found in seawater is found in molasses, too. Every method and every chemical test I've tried has proved useless.
Say, Dad, do you have any time to help me with my homework?
No, not now, Billy. A little later.
Your father's tired, Billy.
Gosh, this is tough work. We're studying diatoms in school, and I can't make head nor tail of diatoms.
Diatoms? What are they, Billy?
Oh, I don't know. They find the darn things everywhere.
Well, you just wait till Dad isn't so busy. Then he'll help you with them.
I can't see what they study diatoms for anyway.
Mary! Oh, what? Great Scott, why didn't I think of it before?
What?
Diatoms. That's the answer.
What do you mean?
Diatoms are found in seawater.
But are you sure of this?
Oh, beyond a shadow of doubt. There are a thousand of those little dreams in the seawater I tested, none in the molasses.
There's a shipment of molasses coming in tonight. We'll soon find out if the captain of the ship has been cheating us.